Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion.
You're listening to Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
And special guest, Pippa Ryan Kidd from IMNZ. Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Now, the reason you guys are in here, we're going to chat about fashion at the Tates, which is just around the corner next Tuesday.
Yes.
A big night for independent music in Aotearoa.
Yes, it's very exciting for me. I get to host the Noir Carpet.
What the heck is the Noir Carpet?
Well, Penelope Noir guides the guests from the front door to the photographer pit, and where it changes to a red carpet, because otherwise there would be floating heads because New Zealanders wear so much black.
Like, who would that be?
Now, is there a brief for people attending the event as far as fashion, or what's the story there?
No, I guess I kind of wanted to start at the beginning, which is ask Pip about the Tate Awards. I know a lot of people know, but just in case the listeners don't know.
Of course. I'm always keen for a bit of a history lesson.
How did they start? What are they about, Pip?
So the Tate Music Prize celebrates one of New Zealand's most respected music journalists, Dylan Tate. And he really was an individual and had so much drive for his music journalism, being a little bit outside the box and championing independent musicians.
And a style icon in his own right.
That's right. And so the Tate Music Prize is an award ceremony that is awards artistic merit and creativity as opposed to commercial sales. And so where that fits with the black carpet is, the noir carpet, is that we want artists to come and show their artistic flair. We just wear an item of flair. And the normal red carpet at a big awards ceremony is for people wearing like fancy couture ball gowns. And, you know, if you want to wear that, that's great. But we feel that the Tate Music Prize is about everybody's individual style. So one year, I think it was 2023, the whole Hans Puckett team wore ties with
and
their
denim
smart casual
jackets,
and denim jackets. And there's been a whole host of people just wearing some smart casual, but something really cool that they love, that they feel is like for their personality or their artist personality. There are other people who wear like gorgeous clothes. Vera Allen wore something from Gloria, which was like a floaty cream dress last year. Lucy Suter from Dick Move, she wore this beautiful long figure-hugging red dress and looked totally gorgeous. So gorgeous is a way to go, but also somebody wore these most amazing glitter boots, and I don't even know who they were, but
yep.
They were like completely studded with rhinestones and patterns and things. And the guys from Shepherd's Rain wore their traditional wear, and they just looked totally awesome. So it's whatever it means to you to bring something that's an item of flair and wear it.
Yeah, and I guess the thing that I love about kind of hosting a noir carpet is seeing people's individuality, and also, you know, you can see that people really think about what they're putting together, and it's often a mixture of thrifting and, you know,
the casual aspect of it as well. I reckon that really gives people a bit more of an opportunity to like express themselves. If they're feeling relaxed, then they're comfortable really giving something a bit of flair.
Yeah like velour tracksuits. Yeah, we've had one of those.
With shorts, not trousers.
Oh yeah, it was a shorts version.
And Jason Parker, he can be guaranteed, well, they could be guaranteed to wear
to bring the colour
and glitter.
Yep.
And I'm looking forward to seeing what they're wearing this year. So, yeah.
I think as a person who, yeah, I guess like just as a person who likes to see what people are wearing, just the voyeurist in me, I love looking up the red carpet of other awards internationally and around New Zealand. Even, you know, like you find out who the winner is, may not watch the awards, but I love watching the red carpet because I love seeing what people are wearing, because I feel like it does really kind of give you an idea into their personality, you know, because there's some people that aren't comfortable really going you know, full-on dress-ups, and then there's other people that are just like, yeah, this is me, you know, and it's an opportunity that doesn't happen very often in a year, because I think the norm is that most people dress down now, you know, in the everyday life. So it's cool to have the opportunity for people to, yeah, just kind of, yeah, put something together. And I mean, and our noir carpet isn't that long, which is great.
And then you can have your photo taken.
Yeah, at the end.
Is there an opportunity for people to check out the looks that are going to be on the carpet?
Yes,
on the night? Is it going to be live Instagrammed or tweeted?
It's not live, but the next day it's on 95BFM, the Herald stuff. There's a lot of press that come and check out that angle as well as the awards themselves.
Yes.
Yeah.
Excellent. Now, as far as the awards themselves go, is there anyone in particular that you guys think has got a really good shot at the title here? It is a fantastic list of people. I suppose you can't say, can
no,
you?
No, but
it you is can. A what, personal list. Favourites? Can you say that much?
No, actually, we're both members of IMNZ, so who put on the Tate Awards, so that would probably be a bit dodge.
Okay, all right.
But can I say who they are?
Yes, of course you can.
So the finalists for the Tate Music Prize are Anna Coddington, Darts, Delaney Davidson, Earth Tongue, Phaser Days, Georgia Lines, Holly Arrowsmith, Mal Parsons, Mokotron, and Troy Kingy. And
oh, how
the judges can choose out of that list is such a difficult choice. And the thing is, they take it so seriously, the judging panel, and they discuss it for hours and hours. One year, one of the judges bought all the finalists on vinyl, so everybody could actually like hold the records and talk about it while they were doing it. And they get so invested in it. So it's not something that just gets pulled out of a hat. It is something that's had major conversation.
And it's the entire album judged on its creative and artistic merit. What are there like guidelines for how you judge something on its artistic or creative merit? That just seems like it would be an endless discussion, like you say.
I think it is like I've been one of the judges before, and what you think about is kind of the overall story that the album is telling you. So it's kind of like you're listening for changes within the album from start to finish, so that it is taking you on this journey, and then it's wrapped up in an amazing kind of package that complements that journey, I guess, in a way.
Yes, and also what else is happening in the same landscape as well. So. It's what that person's contributing to our artistic community.
Excellent. Now, we've got a couple of other awards which are being given away on the night. We've got the 2025 Auckland Live Best Independent Debut.
That's right. And the finalists for those are Pony Baby, Vida, Flower Stream and Billie Jean.
All great bands that have been ripped here on 95BFM. And we've got, what else have we got? We've got one more award for the best... we've got classic album, which has gone to She Had. See She Had there, I'm assuming.
I hope they're dressed in 1995 attire.
Yeah. We could guess that now.
Yeah.
Black skinny jeans.
Yeah.
And NZ On Air's Outstanding Music Journalism Awards. We've got some heavy hitters up for that one.
Yes, Carl Pushman, Rosa Neverson, Sam Allett and Flynn Robson, and Chris Schultz. And... the thing about the Journalism Award is that we really wanted to, in this area that we have now where music media, well, all media is diminishing, but music media is such a niche area these days. We really want to do something to encourage young people to take up that torch, to take up talking about their local music.
Yes.
So that was the whole point, was to encourage... new journalists coming forward.
Excellent.
Yeah, and I just want to add to anyone who's attending the Tate Awards and will be walking the noir carpet that if you don't want to go all out or you're not comfortable going all out, just remember we're an item of flair, something that might be your lucky charm. Could be like a bolo tie like Dave Kahn wears, or a brooch of some sort, or
maybe a large
ring.
Clock on your chest.
Yeah. Flavor Flav, here we come.
You're going to have to do that now, Johnny.
What are you, Johnny, like off the top of your head, what would be your item of flair?
Well, I'm wearing a very bright tie-dye T-shirt at the moment, aren't I? It's not very noir carpet, but maybe.
But it could be.
I have to rhinestone up your broken arm.
Yes. Now, Penny and Pippa, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Anything else you'd like to add about the Tates happening next week?
No, just that I just love attending them. They're so much fun. Good vibe. It's great to see so many amazing artists being celebrated. So, yeah.
Excellent. Well, good luck to everyone that's nominated. And I think we're going to go out on some Mel Parsons. All right. Cheers, team.
Thanks.
That was Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.